We live by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we mix faith with the Word of God, we are productive.
The Word is the gospel.
That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation.
You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
Glory, 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 glory. Someone say, my faith. Listen, you can't talk about faith if you're quiet. Have it together. The teaching of faith can't keep you quiet and cold. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Faith and voicing go together. Amen. Somebody says this after me. Say, my faith is on steroids. In this month of September, my faith is on steroids. Declare it. My faith is on steroids. The spirit of faith is jumping upon me. Hallelujah. You know, what we teach, are we ready now? What we think, thank you, Holy Spirit. What we teach is the word of faith. But see, what jumps upon you is the spirit of faith. It comes upon you and you begin to do wonders. It comes upon you. You begin to produce results. It comes upon you. You will look at the mountain just like Caleb. And you say, Lord, give me this mountain. It will come upon you and suddenly the mountains will begin to look like molehills. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So today we'll begin a series, Ever Winning Faith. Hallelujah. Ever Winning Faith. How many of you came with your book? How many of you came with your book? Amen. Let me see now. If you came with your book, wave it. Amen. And this is when some pastors would tell ministry material people to distribute book. Amen. And collect money. Hallelujah. So please pick the book on your way out. Okay? Have it together. And every Sunday throughout the month, come with your book. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we can never stop teaching faith. There are those who have said that faith is just foundational. Faith is just elementary. And I laugh in Greek and Hebrew. When you check out those people and you look at them very well, a lot of them are struggling. A lot of them are sweating. But in the name of sounding new revelation, new generation, in a name or in a bid to sound deep, they say those things. Listen to me, where the quote most times is Hebrews chapter 6, when Paul talks about leaving the basic doctrines of Christ and moving on to perfection. And then he began to list those basic doctrines of Christ and then he mentioned faith. But you see, he qualified the faith he talked about. He called it faith toward God. Faith toward God. That is the beginning of your journey of faith. Faith toward God. He's talking about faith for salvation, faith for repentance. When you notice the other things he mentioned there, you will understand, you will agree with me totally. He mentioned repentance from dead works. He mentioned the doctrines of baptism. Have it together. So those are elementary things that happens at the beginning of a man's journey with the Lord. That doesn't suggest that the concept of faith, the teaching of faith, and the idea of strengthening and building your faith from time to time is elementary. It doesn't suggest it at all. Have it together. In fact, when Jesus was speaking the other day, he said, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? Jesus spoke about finding faith on the earth when he returns. Finding faith on the earth when he returns. So the teaching of faith, the practice of faith, discussions around faith, understanding the dynamics of faith is something we'll keep doing until Jesus comes. Have it together. Except God is not giving you new visions. If there are visions from God, you will need faith to carry out those visions. Have it together. Except you are just living a mundane life without visions from God. And listen, vision is progressive. God may show you a picture, get this done, and in 10 years you get it done. He shows you another picture. Amen. Or when you go to have fellowship with him, he paints a new picture. Or you catch a new vision. What are you going to do with a vision? You will need faith to carry it on. You need faith to make it come to pass. You will need faith to actualize the vision. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says the just shall live by his faith, right? But you see, in context, he was talking about chasing a vision, running with a vision. Verse 1, Habakkuk says, I will stand upon my watch, set me upon the tower to see what you will say to me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. Amen. And verse 2 says, God spoke, write a vision, make it plain, that they may run that readeth it. It is in that context that he talks about the just shall live by faith. So really, the idea of living by faith primarily is connected to carrying our vision. Glory to God. So as long as there is vision from God, you will need faith. Why? The fulfillment of vision on the earth is at the mercy of faith. Are we together? No man does big things with God without understanding the concept of faith, understanding the dynamics of faith is not possible. Glory to God forevermore. It's absolutely impossible. Hallelujah. Praise God. So every opportunity to build your faith should get you excited. Anyone who builds your faith is your friend. Oh, come on now. Anyone who builds your faith is your friend. Why? The building of your faith is essential for the fulfillment of your destiny. That's what we're saying. So any opportunity to build your faith, you grab it. Anyone who builds your faith is your friend. That means throughout this month, as we teach on ever-winning faith, please, I told you last week, we're not trying to sell a book. If you think like that, you don't know us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've given our lives for this. Get the book. Get the material. And then pay attention to all of the teachings. You see, Africa has a predilection for superstition and mysticism. And it has not helped us. How do I know? And you know what happens? We crossed over into Christianity. Most people crossed over into the kingdom with those things. You know, remember in Genesis chapter 12, God told Abraham, he said, leave your father's house, your kingdom. Hallelujah. You know, God told Abraham, he said, leave your father's house, leave your kindred to a land that I will show you. Leave your country. So, he left his father's house. He left his country. But Lot went with him. Lot was his kindred. They didn't end up together. And they got separated. In fact, something remarkable happened in Genesis 13. The Bible says, after Lot was departed from Abraham, God appeared to him. Amen. That means Lot was like a veil. Why did I say that? A lot of people have come into the kingdom, but still with their father's house. I don't know if you got that. Amen. In their thinking, they still think like sons of the soil. You hear believers saying, I'm a son of the soil. I'm a son of the soil. I'm the son of the soil. He's a believer. And you wonder why the curse of the soil is upon him. Are we together? So most times, a lot of people have crossed over with that predilection for mysticism. Somebody say, Pastor, I'm suffering. Oh, man of God, I'm suffering. How can you help me? Things are not moving. And it's okay. Listen to Wisdom from Mighty Works, part 1 to 6. Read Ever Winning Faith. Things will change. I will just pray a little for you. The guy was like, is that all? Chances are, after you pray for him, he will go home. He will not listen to the messages. And he will not read the book. And then suffering continues. Are we together? And that is something you must not learn. Or let me put it properly. That's something you must not learn. Always know that for every challenge, there's a wisdom answer. Convince your heart that even after you pray, delivering the answers to the prayers will be connected
to you getting acquainted with the wisdom of God. Praise God. So you will pray. That's quite all right. That's perfect. But you have to hear on the wisdom of God. You have to search for the wisdom of God. You have to pay attention to the wisdom of God. And how does the wisdom of God come? The Bible says the word of God is the voice of God's wisdom. He said, for thus saith the wisdom of God. And he quoted a verse of scripture. That means the word of God is the wisdom of God. Are you with me? Pay attention to the things of teaching. Okay? Pay attention. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. All right, let's begin. Ever winning faith. Glory to God. What do we mean by ever winning faith? That is the faith that always prevails. That is a faith that always delivers. That is a faith that always produces results. That is the faith that does not see death as an end. That is the faith that faces mountain head on. Prevailing faith. Result producing faith. Hallelujah. Write this down. Faith is a product, a direct product of spiritual understanding. Faith is a direct product of spiritual understanding. Faith is the direct product of spiritual understanding. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word to hear, or the word hearing, that means to hear for the purpose of understanding. You see, a precious man of God once said that faith is birth. Faith begins when the will of God is known. What is he saying? What do you mean knowing the will of God? He's not talking about head knowledge. He's talking about spiritual understanding. Listen, faith is not a leap in the dark. No. Faith is not risk taking. I've been saying this for many years. Faith is not risk taking. No. To the person on the outside, it may look risky. But for the person who is truly in faith, that step looks logical to him. Why? You are mingling with the logic of God. God has a logic. Faith is logical, but it is logic at the higher plane. So you are praying for a man whose ears are deaf. You are putting your two hands into the deaf ears, expecting them to hear. To you, hearing is logical. Speaking to deaf ears and commanding them to hear is logical. I mean, the other guy is wondering, don't you understand that this man has a diagnosis? He has a paper from the doctors that he cannot hear, that his two eardrums are gone. So to the natural man, it's not logical. But to the spiritual man, because he has mingled with the logic of God, he read from his Bible, it has become a reality that they shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. So he's putting his hands in deaf ears and saying, deaf ears be open. He is speaking to deaf ears as though he doesn't know that the ears are deaf, they can't hear. Why? He has mingled with the logic of God. So all those talk that faith is blind, someone says, I'm faithing it, and then he doesn't know what he's saying. Put it aside and come up hither. Faith is the product of spiritual understanding. And that understanding comes by hearing. And that hearing is by the word of God. So the beginning of faith is the word of God being heard. Are we together? And not just being heard, being understood. Are we together? And when the word is understood, it should produce a conviction. It should produce an inner persuasion. In fact, you can hear and understand what is being said. If it has not become a persuasion, faith has not been born. We have started already. Hallelujah. So to the man in faith, his steps are logical. I mean, Peter was in the boat. And then they saw Jesus. They saw a man walking upon the water. And then they were scared. Oh God. Now try to use your imagination. Imagine being on a high sea. And then you're having troubles with your ship. That is enough to destabilize you. And then plus, you are seeing a man coming, Makebola, walking on water. He is not in a boat. He's just walking on water. Naturally speaking, they had every reason to be scared. Amen. And Jesus told them, don't be afraid, it is I. And guess what next? Peter said, oh God. He said, Master, if it is you, tell me to come. I want you to notice something there. He didn't say, Master, if it is you, then I will come. Mm-mm. He said, tell me to come. Oh, you see, when you are looking from the outside, that is risky. What if it wasn't Jesus? But you see, there's something about the words of Jesus. If he heard his words, he would know why the words of Jesus will produce faith in his heart. He knew. He said, if it is you, tell me to come. And the master said, come, hiya. And those words, come, produce something in his heart. Peter stepped out of the boat. You know, sometimes people focus on the fact that Peter began to sink after sometimes. But I like to tell people, Peter walked on water. He walked on water. He walked on water. He says, Master, if it is you, tell me to come. And Jesus says, come. When he heard that come, he knew it was the master. Why? The word, oh my goodness. The word come produced a response in his spirit. I told you the word of God is not human words. The word of God is different from the words of men. A natural man can tell you it is well with you. It's different from when a man in faith, a man with faith in his heart, with the anointing of his head, says it is well with you. There is the communication of the spirit. That was what happened to Peter. He had come and he came out of the boat. And he walked on water. That's what faith is, walking on water at the word of the Lord. You can write it down. Faith is walking on water at the word of the Lord. Walking on water at the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Walking on water at the word of the Lord. So here's my point. If you are an onlooker from the outside and you don't understand the things of the Spirit, you will think Peter was risking it. No, he wasn't. He actually started out in faith. He wasn't. At that point, because he heard the words of the Master, walking on water became logical. It wasn't a leap in the dark. Are we together? So faith is not a leap in the dark. Faith is not presumption. Faith is not mental assent. Faith is not mental resolve. I am determined to make it. I am determined to get this thing done. No. Faith is stepping out on account of his word that has resonated in your spirit. That's what faith is. I say that again. Faith is stepping out on account of his word that has resonated in your spirit. On account of the understanding of his word, of his will, of his purpose that has become a conviction in your heart. That's what faith is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's what faith is. That's what faith is. So never again think faith to be something you make up in your mind, you make up in your head. No. You are responding to his word. You read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So your faith for abundance is anchored to his word. Have it together. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. By his stripes we were healed. Your faith for healing and health is anchored to his word. Faith is not human motivation. Faith has a foundation. Are we together? So you see that what many people are called faith is not really faith. When a man is in faith, there's something on his mind. The word of the Lord is on his mind. What he's stepping on. You see, what faith steps on to walk on water is called the word of the Lord. It's called the word of the Lord. That is why you hear us say, what scripture are you standing on? What word has the Lord given to you? That's what we walk on. Glory to God. That's what you work on. When we're a very small church, one of the words that the Lord gave us was Jeremiah 30:18. He says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. He said, and I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. We began to rejoice at his word and we saw the multiplication and we are seeing the multiplication. Boom! That's how we moved to the hundreds and upwards. I started seeing thousands. Are we together? Part of the many words the Lord gave us. So it wasn't about we are determined to make this happen. Every time we are praying, there's a word at the back of our minds. We see it, we pray it, we rejoice at it. Very important. Faith is not a leap in the dark. Faith is stepping on the waters on account of his word. So let's go to the three foundations or the three pillars of an ever-winning faith. Ooh, hallelujah. The three pillars of an ever-winning faith. The three pillars of an ever-winning faith. Pillar number one. The finished works of Christ. The finished works of Christ. When we say pillar, what comes to your mind is standing supporting structure, right? That makes a superstructure stand. Listen, everything in the universe has a foundation. Scientists tell us that the earth is spherical, right? And it revolves around, its orbit and revolution around the sun, right? I know there's one around the orbit and there's one around the sun. Amen. Pardon? Okay, rotates around this orbit and revolves around the sun. Okay? To make one not lunar year now. One sun year. Amen? Are we together? So to you, the earth is something spherical that goes around. In the realm of the spirit, that earth has foundation. The Bible says God holds all things by the word of his power. That means the word of God is a foundation. Why has it not gone out of orbit? Something is holding it in place. What? The word of his power. The word of his power. The Bible talks about the foundations of the earth. What is that foundations of the earth? When God spoke the earth into being. That is the foundation of the earth. Those words he spoke kept the earth in orbit. The earth has foundation. The universe has foundation. So everything is a general principle on earth, in the realm of the spirit. Everything has foundation upon which the framework or the superstructure is built. Even your body has foundation. It has a skeletal framework. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Upon which your body is built. Biologists tell us that no organism can grow beyond 6 inches without a skeleton. That means to do something big, there has to be a foundation. If a house doesn't have a foundation, there's no future for that house. In fact, the higher a house should go, the deeper the foundation. Are we together? Even the makeup on our lady's face has foundation. I heard something like that. Shabaya. That means they are looking good. That's Rema. They are looking good as foundation. My God. Hallelujah. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Hallelujah. Everything has foundation. Foundation or pillars is that thing upon which the superstructure rests. You can put a superstructure on it and go to rest because they are pillars, because they are foundations. Have it together. So, what are the foundations of a faith that prevails, of a faith that wins? What are the foundations? What are the pillars? What must your mind, your heart be anchored to in your journey of faith, in your walk of faith? Glory to God. Number one, we say the finished works of Christ. The finished works of Christ. What do we mean by the finished works of Christ? You can write this down. All the privileges and the powers made available by the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus is what we call the finished works of Christ. The powers and the privileges made available by the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord is what we call the finished works of Christ. You know, Peter talked about how that the prophets of old have seen by the Spirit of Christ that was in them, testifying, prophesying, and signifying the sufferings of Christ and the glories that should follow. That means there is the sufferings of Christ, but it didn't stop there. They talked about the glories that should follow. The glories that should follow. Oh, that means there were things that followed the sufferings of Christ. Have it together. Oh, the Bible says in Acts 13, 32 and 33. You can put it up. He said, God made a promise to our fathers, but every promise he made, he has fulfilled. In that he raised Christ, in that he raised Christ from the dead. Listen, this is the OS that runs New Testament faith. Did you get that? OS means the operating system that runs New Testament faith. That God raised Jesus from the dead. Labor kosepa. The promise that he made to the fathers, he has fulfilled in that he raised Jesus from the dead. He said God had fulfilled the same unto us their children in that he raised Jesus from the dead. What is he saying? At the resurrection of Jesus was the fulfillment of the promises. That means walking in the power, walking in the promise, walking in the privileges is because Christ was raised from the dead. And we can't talk about the resurrection without the death and the burial. Oh, the psalmist says, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. Oh, Rabakedaya. They shall walk, oh God, in the light of thy countenance. Listen, walking in the light of God's countenance is walking by faith. But you see, to walk by faith, you have to understand and know the joyful sound. I love the way the Amplified put it. We have read it before. He said, blessed are those who know the spiritual significance of the feast. And we saw that the feast, the seven feasts that God gave to the children of Israel as ordinance was a story of redemption. I went through that with you during, there was a series you took, who remembers? The shout of a king and the victory of the saints. Oh, go and listen to those materials. I went through them for you. That's Isaiah and Psalm 89 verse 14 and 15, right? He said, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O God, in the light of thy countenance. Blessed are the people that know the spiritual significance of the feast. They shall walk, O God, in the light of the countenance. So walking in the light of his countenance is upon the revelation of the joyful sound. Are you getting it now? It's upon the revelation of the joyful sound. What is joyful sound? The finished works of Christ. What is joyful sound? The story of redemption. From Passover to unleavened bread. To first fruits, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. To feast of trumpets, a feast of Pentecost, glory to God. Down to Sukkot, to the feast of tabernacles, we saw that it was the story of redemption. So there's a basis to faith. There's a basis of faith. He shows us that in the New Testament, the resurrection of Jesus has brought us into the fulfillment of the promise. So our faith is not trying to make God do something. Our faith is laying hold on what God has made available. That's what he's saying. Did you get that? So for us in the New Testament, God is not trying to heal you. No, your faith is laying hold on healing. God is not trying to prosper you. No, your faith is laying hold on prosperity. God is not trying to give the nations to you. No, your faith is laying hold on the nations. Why? All the promise he has fulfilled in that he raised Jesus from the dead. In that he raised Jesus from the dead. All the promise he has fulfilled. Oh, hallelujah. What a joy. Do you know that even in the Old Testament, The men who brought God on this scene were men who saw the Christos. Were men who have the revelation of the Christ as God's only answer. Even in the Old Testament, I told you that for every dispensation, Christ is a curriculum. So it's just that Jesus was not manifest until a body was prepared for him. The office of Christ pre-existed the person of Jesus. Have it together. That means from Genesis, we see the Spirit of Christ. And here and there, Christ was revealed to men in the Old Testament. So the men who brought God on the scene were men who saw the Christos. Oh, glory to God. That means the foundation for their faith was what they saw. Are you aware that God preached the gospel to Abraham? He preached the gospel to Abraham when he told him, come out of your tent and look toward heaven. He said, look at the stars. Tell the story of the stars. And the Bible says, Abraham believed God. Galatians 2 tells us that Abraham got the gospel preached to him. So it was about seeing something. The faith had foundation. Apostolic faith has foundation. Have it together. It has foundation. It is not psyche in yourself. It is not faith in human ability. The Bible says we are of the circumcision. That worship God in spirit. We rejoice in Christ. We rejoice in the anointed one and his anointing. And we have no confidence in the flesh. We are the circumcision that worship God in the spirit. We rejoice in what? In Christ Jesus, not human ability. We rejoice in Christ Jesus, not our certificate. We rejoice in Christ Jesus, not what our parent left to us. We rejoice in Christ Jesus, not the government of the nation where we live in. No, we rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Have no confidence in the flesh. Faith has a foundation. Are you blessed this morning? That means the more you see Christ, him crucified and him raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, and him ascended, seated at the right hand of majesty on high, the more faith takes over your hearts. The Bible says in him is the righteousness of God revealed from what to what? From faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Talking about the gospel. Eh? He was talking about the gospel from verse 16. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the dunamis of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. He said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. What produces that faith is the gospel that he's not ashamed of. Are you seeing it now? It's a gospel. It's a gospel. What is the gospel? The report. He said, who has believed? Who has believed our report? That is Isaiah talking. He said, who has believed our report? There's a report, sir, that the Son of God, that God was made in the Ayakeba, Ekebaya, that God was made flesh. That God was made flesh. He said, great, without contradiction, great is the mystery of godliness. That God put on flesh, lived among us, preached to the Gentiles, seen of angels, taken up into heaven. Have it together. He said, who has believed our report? To that person, the arm of the Lord is revealed. The saving arm of the Lord is advertised. The power of God is released. There's a foundation of our faith. Faith can never be confidence in the power of the human soul. No, sir. Bible faith, apostolic faith can never be confidence in the ability of the human mind. Listen, your mind is too limited to calculate the compass for your life. Life is an adventure of the spirit. You can't arrange it. It's too big to be arranged by your mind. You have to depend on a system that is spiritual, on a system that is invisible. You have to depend on something that you know can stand. The songwriter say, on Christ the solid rock I stand. There's a foundation to our faith. It's called the finished works of Christ. So every day before your eyes, you see Christ evidently crucified. evidently. When you wake up in the morning, you see him evidently crucified. You see him raised from the dead. You see him seated at the right hand of power on high. And your faith moves. Your faith moves. Your faith moves. That was what Abraham saw. We see, when you read that Genesis 15, after he came out and saw the heavens and saw the stars, and God told him, so shall your seed be. You know the next verse? God says, I will give the land to you. He said, God, how shall I know of a surety that I will inherit this land? And God began to talk to him. And God said, bring me a heifer. Bring me a calf. Bring me a turtle dove. Male sodabaya. Now that was when he called the covenant. Split them into two except for the bed. And after God had given him the prophecy of his seed that should dwell in a strange land, that will be oppressed for 400 years. Oh, and then he said, I will judge the gods of that land, and they will come out not with empty hands. And they will come out with great substance. He said, they shall be there for 400 years until the iniquity of the Amorite is full. And then the Bible says, God, when it was evening, God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Abraham, and a horror of darkness befell the place. And then he saw a burning furnace, which was God, and a blazing lamb, which was Jesus. So God put him to sleep and entered into a covenant with himself. I'll prove it to you from the New Testament. He entered into a covenant with himself on his behalf. That is the covenant we call the Abrahamic covenant. And God stood in that blood and swore. He swore. Hebrews tells us why. He said, an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, right? He said, men can go into an argument, but when they swear by a greater and they take an oath, the matter is settled. He said, even God also, willing more abundantly to show to the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. For by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. What is he saying? God swore to Abraham so that our heart as his seed can be at rest. You know that if God swore, if he doesn't make it come to pass, you have to destroy himself. That was what God was saying. If I don't make this come to pass, my word concerning you, I will self-destruct. This thing is tight too. What we have is tight. Labor. Do you understand that English? This thing that we have is tight. That's where your eyes should be. It is tight. It's beyond a degree in an Ivy League school. Even though we get a degree from Ivy League school. It's tight. Oh, Rebecca. It's tight. Are you blessed this morning? That's where our faith is. Our faith is anchored to this covenant. You know, when David stood before Goliath, he wasn't thinking, even though he was skillful with his sling, that wasn't what was in his mind. What did he boast on? You will see it in the conversation. Covenant. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Defying the armies of the living God. To him, circumcision was his key to victory. Oh, Malakabaya. I know, remember, circumcision was the token of the Abrahamic covenant. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He's saying, look, I am the seed of Abraham. I have a covenant with God. And according to that covenant, a hidden man should not intimidate me. That's what he was saying. And he began to talk to the man, I will take off your head today. I will give your carcass and the carcasses of the Philistines to the pets of the air, and the whole world will know today that there is a God in Israel. The Bible says there was no sword in David's hand. What was the foundation of his boast? The covenant. That means when you are conscious of this covenant, you don't talk because of what you have in your hand. Oh, you talk because of the power of the covenant. David did not have a sword in his hand, but he said, I will take up your head. With what sword? The covenant will provide it. Selah. So you are talking here. Oh, this is the land. We'll put a 3-bedroom flat here. We'll put 2-2 flats here. You are talking. How much is in your account? 20,000 naira. But because you have mingled with the logic of God. It is logical, sir. It is logical, ma. Amen. You tell your baby, say, we're marrying in 3 months. In 6 months. I'm ready to marry. You didn't keep money anywhere. Why? It's now logical. Masibala, are you blessed this morning? Why? Your mind is on the covenant. Your mind is on the covenant. I have faith with you too. Hey, lucky balaya. Your mind is on the covenant. Your mind is on the covenant. Glory to God. Your mind is on the covenant. Oh, blessed be the Lord forever. I'm out of time for first service. Rise to your feet. I wish I could just cruise. I wish I could just cruise. Oh, glory to God. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. You are blessed this morning. Just speak in tongues. And just declare, my mind is on the covenant. Oh, my mind is on the covenant. My mind is on the covenant. Hallelujah. Just stop the music. Can I hear us pray? Just stop the music. Everybody open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Can we have the communion? Ministers, can I hear you pray? Everyone open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Zeliga, Rosda, Stila, Stoliga, Pronda. Don't look around. Pray. Pray. This is your destiny we are talking about. You can't be unserious. Say, my mind, my eyes on the covenant. My eyes on the covenant. Ooh. My eyes on the covenant. My eyes on the covenant. My eyes on the covenant. Shalake brunda sushta. Luge brunda sishtepai. Lusa silakera. Hori panelata. Ons telida sapraktosta. Jalila sopracto. Lusa seprani. Luras kilanosta. Ons telida. Los caproctalidas caproctalida gelido sopractona liga procopotosila copatosa geliga pronda sista jeta caprecapetosa. The spirit of faith is jumping upon someone. 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 Lesusta, lekiba, lura sapa, lokirasa, jaliras kapana, los telida, lugros, ligros, luvra patele, los kilagira, lons tapratila, los tovre patilanos, erobatosa, rebecosa, em jalidas, ligos kepronda, lizosta poradila, Errendo sista pora dakira, lesosta proctolida, lira sopratolida, lesosta paia, liga pronda, jaligos copratila. Woo, my faith is ever winning, ever increasing. Horrabakala rabaya. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to take these prayings, these things we are saying very seriously. Your life depends on it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Before we take the communion, just bow your heads, everyone, in the hall, in the overflow halls. Just bow your heads. Just bow your heads. Oh, Rabba Kapato Soshotokaba. You are here this morning. You have not given your heart to the Lord. Listen, the world has no plans for you. You can see the systems of the world, the things that men have trusted have failed. You see the way small virus has crashed everything. I want to pray with you this morning. You are saying, Pastor Caris, pray for me. I want to rededicate. I want to give my heart to the Lord. I want to have my sins forgiven. Oh, I want to rededicate my life to Christ. I've strayed far, right where you are. Just raise your hand high. Raise your hand high. Raise your hand high. We're giving you the privacy of this moment. This is a serious moment. This is not time to let Satan cheat you. And this is not time to be ashamed of Jesus. Raise your hand high. Raise your hand high. Some of us were worse than you. Right where you are, raise your hand high. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want salvation for my soul. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be restored to the Father. Just raise your right hand where you are. Raise it high. Raise it high. Raise it high. If you are lifting it, lift it high. Lift it high. Lift it high. And let the devil be put to shame. Lift it high. Lift it high. Legabosa. Jalida Kopretos Kalida. Jaliga Brunda Sushta. Online, if you are doing that, just give us a private chat. Somebody is there to respond to you. Liga Ruska Poradila. Salida Kapra. Can we pray this prayer with them? Can we pray these prayers with them? Those online, can you pray these prayers? How do you get saved? How do you get restored? By believing in your heart that the sacrifice of Jesus is for you. And by confessing with your mouth his lordship, you are saved according to the Bible. Can we do that? Say, dear God. Can we pray with them as our custom is? Say, dear God, I believe that Jesus is your son. I believe that he died for me. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my justification. Today, I confess and I declare that that same Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. I receive forgiveness of sins. I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you, Father. According to your word, I am saved. I am born again. I am restored. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you prayed a prayer, don't forget to chat somebody up and to see any of our officials. Those around, if there's anybody in the overflow, I'm sure there are people standing to attend to them. Hallelujah. Amen.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.